was sitting on an old leather suitcase marked Wanted on Voyage, and as they drew near, it stood up and politely raised its hat. "Good afternoon," it said. "May I help you?"
It's very kind of you," said Mr. Brown. "But as a matter of fact, we were wondering if we could help you."
"You're a very small bear," said Mrs. Brown. "Where are you from?" The bear looked around carefully before replying.
"Darkest Peru. I'm not really supposed to be here at all. I'm a stowaway."
"You don't mean to say you've come all the way from South America on your own?" exclaimed Mrs. Brown. "Whatever did you do for food?"
Unlocking the suitcase, the bear took out an almost empty glass jar. "I ate marmalade," it said. "Bears like marmalade."
Mrs. Brown looked at the label around the bear's neck. It said, quite simply, "Please look after this bear. Thank you." "Oh, Henry," she cried, "we can't leave him here all by himself. There's no knowing what might happen to him. Can't he come home and stay with us?"
"Stay with us?" repeated Mr. Brown nervously.
He looked down at the bear.
Would you like that?" he asked. "That is," he added hastily, "if you have nothing else planned."
"Oh, yes," replied the bear. "I would like that very much. I've nowhere to go, and everyone seems in such a hurry." "That settles it," said Mrs. Brown. "Now, you must be thirsty after your journey. Mr. Brown can get you some tea while I go and meet our daughter, Judy."
"But Mary," said Mr. Brown, "we don't even know its name."
Mrs. Brown thought for a moment. "I know," she said. "We'll call him Paddington, after the station."
Paddington.
The bear tested it several times to make sure.
"It sounds very important."
Mr. Brown tried it out next.
"Follow me, Paddington," he said. "I'll take you to the snack bar."
Mr. Brown was as good as his word. Paddington had never seen so many snacks on one tray, and he didn't know which to try first. He was so hungry and thirsty, he climbed up on the table to get a better look. Mr. Brown turned away, pretending he had tea with a bear on Paddington Station every day of his life.
"Henry," cried Mrs. Brown when she arrived with Judy, "what are you doing to that poor bear?"
Paddington jumped up to raise his hat, and in his haste he trod on a strawberry tart, skidded on the cream, and fell over backwards into his cup of tea.
"I think we'd better go before anything else happens," said Mr. Brown.
Judy took hold of Paddington's paw. "Come along," she said. "We'll take you home, and you can meet Mrs. Bird and my brother, Jonathan." Mr. Brown led the way to a waiting taxi.
"Number 32, Windsor Gardens, please," he said.
The driver stared at Paddington.
"Bears is extra," he growled. "Sticky bears is twice as much, and make sure none of it comes off on my interior. It was clean when I set out this morning."
The sun was shining as they drove out of the station, and there were cars and big red buses everywhere. Paddington waved to some people waiting at a bus stop, and several of them waved back. It was all very friendly. Paddington tapped the taxi driver on his shoulder. "It isn't a bit like Darkest Peru," he announced. The man jumped at the sound of Paddington's voice.
"Cream," he said bitterly. "Cream and jam all over me coat."
He slid the little window behind him shut.
"Oh, dear, Henry," murmured Mrs. Brown. "I wonder if we're doing the right thing."
Fortunately, before anyone had time to answer, they arrived at Windsor Gardens, and Judy helped Paddington onto the pavement.
"Now you're going to meet Mrs. Bird," she said. "She looks after us. She's a bit fierce at times, but she doesn't really mean it. I'm sure you'll like her."
Paddington felt his